Zero, serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, June 16th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, the golf outing is coming this Friday, 12 noon at the Ridge Golf Course. Iron Pig's new south location across the street from the golf course there on Old 27. The outing starts at 12 noon and goes until about 5 o'clock. Then we'll be going over to the south location, little VIP reception. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy putting this up with us. We are sponsoring this event both Friday and Saturday this week. It is here. Now, if you haven't been able to go online and get your tickets yet, riskitfest.com is the website. You can stop in at the Iron Pig at downtown location or the south location, either one, and you can purchase your tickets in person. Golf outing on Friday, the big party, the festival on Saturday, June 21st. It'll start at 12 noon, really get rolling probably about 4:30, 5 o'clock until dark, and then they'll have fireworks, and then it will be over. This is the first party of the summer. We want you guys to come join us. Greatly, greatly appreciate it if you'd consider doing it. If you'd like information about the golf outing, text me golf. And if you want to attend the festival on Saturday, text me fest, F-E-S-T, for festival, and I'll send you the link. I'll send you the information. Going to be a great time. I'll be broadcasting the show from there on Friday, going to the golf outing, and then back on Saturday afternoon. So very much appreciate if you guys come join us. It's going to be a great time. President Donald Trump's March executive orders, signed by the president, required proof of U.S. citizenship to be on election forms, and also directed states and local officials to record and verify the information. States would be required to count the ballots by election day night. Well, according to the Attorney General Dana Nessel, who joined a coalition of 19 other attorney generals in filing a lawsuit in April challenging the order, said, "Our elections are run by Michiganders for Michigan voters and are not dictated by a president with no regard for our laws or the Constitution. I am pleased the court agreed that Donald Trump's executive orders would have unlawfully disrupted elections in our state and unilaterally undermine the democratic process for millions of voters." The communist, very liberal Ingham County clerk, Barb Byram, praised the decision by the federal district judge, calling Trump's order an overreach of the president's authority and a violation of our state's rights. The ability of states to govern themselves and run elections the way our voters wish have been a hallmark of our representative democracy since the nation's founding, said Byram, who signed onto the amicus brief in the case State of California versus Donald J. Trump. Well, a Barack Obama appointed judge, U.S. District Denise J. Casper, in a 44-page order, went further than prior court decisions. blocking most aspects of Trump's administration's efforts. In her opinion, Casper said the plaintiff states, including Michigan, were likely to succeed in showing the order exceeded the president's authority and risked disenfranchising the electorate. In her written opinion, she went on to say that the Constitution does not grant the president any specific powers over elections. Rather, the Constitution vests the president with executive powers and commands him to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. U.S. District Judge Colleen Coterly in Washington, D.C., issued a similar ruling in April, but she stopped short of blocking the Election Day counting deadline provision. Well, this appointed Barack Obama judge went ahead and blocked that as well. Well, of course, the president and his attorneys planned to appeal this decision, ultimately, potentially, taking this all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Again, this was just a U.S. District Judge courtroom where the judge, Casper, made the ruling. Additionally, here is the bottom line question I think the Supreme Court's going to have to look at. Is it that our elections are to be done only by citizens of the United States to participate, to be allowed to vote? That's ultimately the question. Or does the Constitution allow, in the United States Supreme Court's opinion, the ability of anybody that's in the country to be allowed to vote? I don't think that's what the Constitution says. Number one, show me a foreign country, especially a bordering foreign country, Canada, Mexico. Do we get to go and vote? If we're in Mexico, do we get to go register and vote just visiting Mexico or Canada? The answer, of course, is no. As a matter of fact, if you try to vote in Mexico, I think you end up in jail. Now, one of the things that this order also is very interesting, the way it was put, is that we are in the process of understanding executive orders with regards to election laws and many other things that Donald Trump's being challenged in court on. Here's the question. Are they rooted in the Constitution? Or is he just willy-nilly signing these executive orders, putting them in place, hoping that they'll go through? Well, we've seen already, this has been the most litigated presidency in the history of our country. With all these executive orders, most of them are being challenged in court. So as a result, as they go through the court process, this is going to be very, very interesting because ultimately, I believe these will go to the United States Supreme Court. And the bottom line is citizenship. Very, very interesting. Because this federal judge in Massachusetts absolutely does not have the authority to rule on an executive order that covers the entire country. This is a regional federal judge. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow this story. I'm sure it is going to be taken to the United States Supreme Court this year before we go into next year's midterm elections. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see where this case goes. How many of you were able to watch or see Saturday night's 250th birthday celebration of the United States Army? Vicki and I recorded it, watched it later Saturday night. Beautiful military parade with sponsors. I thought this was pretty interesting. The White House, President Trump, stating that all the fireworks display and all the costs of putting the parade on with security, increased security there in Washington, was fully paid for by sponsors. They mentioned the sponsors throughout the entire parade. Lockheed Martin, Oracle, many others covered the cost of the parade. But the biggest thing that the Democrats, the liberals, the people who don't like President Trump, what they were most against out of the whole thing was it happened to land on Donald Trump's birthday, Flag Day, June 14th. Well, it just happens to be the birthday of the United States Army. June 14th, 1775. 250 years ago this past Saturday, the United States Army was created. It was actually created before we even declared our independence from Great Britain on July 4th, 1776, over a year later. Well, many people, especially on the left, created this big, huge protest rally, No Kings, on Saturday. I got reports of pictures in Petoskey, Traverse City, all over the country. And it was really interesting that the majority of these people were holding professional printed signs telling me that this was not an organic grassroots effort. Printed signs held mostly by elderly white people, at least up here in northern Michigan. Some of them not even from this area. Got different reports. We'll talk about that. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Janie was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Want to mention that the rallies that took place around the country on Saturday was put on by this progressive group. And I'm not exactly sure, haven't had time to research it to find out exactly who's behind it. 50501, progressive activists and others organize these protest rallies around the state, around the country, this past Saturday, June 14th, Flag Day. The main reason, according to Associated Press, was that Flag Day was also President Donald Trump's 79th birthday. And the fact that they were planning a military parade with 6,000 troops and tanks to celebrate the Army's 250th birthday on Saturday. Well, according to the organizers of the counter-protest, No Kings was a nationwide day of defiance. From city blocks to small towns, from courthouse steps to community parks, we're taking action to reject the authoritarianism of this president and to show the world what democracy looks like. The protests also came on the back of the demonstrations from Los Angeles against the aggressive crackdown on undocumented immigrants and President Trump's arguably forceful response to shut down the protests without the support of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Well, MERS News Service did a little history at a rally that I attended back on December the 11th, 2012. Right to work protests. Estimated 12,500 protesters came together in the largest gathering at the Capitol in recent memory as Michigan officially became the nation's 24th right-to-work state. Three people were arrested. Pepper spray was deployed three different times. And 400 state troopers tried to maintain order using zip ties and wooden batons. Among those that were pepper sprayed was former U.S. Congressman Mark Schauer, who later used the experience to run for governor in 2014. That event drew national attention as Teamsters President Jimmy Hoffa held court. Press conference was CNN on the steps of the Capitol. during the protest, the Americans for Prosperity, a supporter of the right to work effort, pitched a large circus tent on the lawn during the protest. Underneath the tent was the catering equipment of Clint Tarver, the hot dog guy. Well, the protesters cut the cords holding the tent up, collapsing the canvas and having the tent fall on some people and Clint's hot dog stand. After they were able to get the tent off of everybody and the equipment, found that his hot dog stand was completely demolished. Later, a fundraiser was held and restored his business. 12,500 people attended that rally, that protest regarding right to work that day. Various other events. They went back and looked at all of these different protest rallies. Crowds anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000, 11,000 people. Well, one of the things that they're claiming is that this particular rally that took place on Saturday had a much smaller turnout than was projected. We're waiting to hear the final count. We'll see what the numbers actually end up being, and we'll report that to you as it comes in. Again, the event just took place this past Saturday. No stories out there yet as far as how many people actually showed up. Now, one of the other last comments about this, the process as to who these people are, not really sure. I'm sneaking feeling, I'm thinking it's probably George Soros. That's who I'm betting is organizing and paying for these signs, paying for these promotions, and getting these people, like I said, many of them, I was told, that attended some of these rallies here in northern Michigan, Traverse City, Petoskey, others. These people aren't even from our area. Well, who paid to bus them in or provide them gas money to drive to the event? Not really sure. But we'll wait and see what the final numbers came in Lansing and see how close they came to potentially being one of the largest protest rallies we've had in the last 25 years, according to this MERS news service story. That's it for hour number one. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain